ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 2 வாகதிகரணம் வாங் மனசி தர்ஷனாச்சப்தாச்ச அத ஏவச்ச சர்வாண்யனோ மனோதிகரணம் தன் மனஹா பிராண உத்தராத் அத்யக்ஷாதிகரணம் சோத்யக்ஷே தத் உபகமாதிப்யஹ பூதேஷு தஸ்ருதேஹ நைகஸ்மின் தர்ஷயதோஹி ஆஸ்ருத்யுபக்ரமாதிகரணம் சமானாச்ச ஆஸ்ருத்யுபக்ரமாத் அமிர்தத்வம் ச அனுபோஷ்ய சம்சாரவிபதேஷாதிகரணம் ததாபீதேஹே சம்சாரவிபதேஷாத் சூக்ஷ்மம் பிரமாணதஸ்ச ததோபலப்தேஹே ந உபமர்தேன அதஹ அஸ்யைவ ச உபபத்தேரேஷு உபபத்தேரேஷ ஊஷ்மா பிரதிஷேஷாதிகரணம் பிரதிஷேதாதிதி சேத் ந ஷரீராத் ஸ்பஷ்டோ ஹி ஏகேஷாம் ஸ்மர்யதே ச கலாப்ரளயாதிகரணம் பாணி பரே ததா ஹ்யாஹ அவிபாகாதிகரணம் அவிபாகோ வசனாத் ததேகோதிகரணம் ததோகஹாம் அக்ரஜ்வலனம் தத் பிரகாசிதத்வாரோ வித்யாசாமர்த்யாத் தச்சேஷகதிஹி அனுஸ்மிருதியோகாச்ச ஆர்தானுக்ரிஹீதஹ சதாதிகயா. This is the 17th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 4th Chapter, 513th Running Brahma Sutra. We saw up to this Sutra in the last class. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Rashmi Adhikaranam. It is called Rashmi Adhikaranam. Rashmi Anusari. Rashmi Anusari, 18th Sutra. 2nd Pada, 4th chapter, 514th running Brahma Sutra. So the description of the progress of the released Jiva is continued. Whatever we were talking in the last class is continued. Now I will give a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with two sutras. Here also Vyasacharya talks about Ajnani Upasaka alone. The Upasaka Ajnani. So far he talked about Upasaka Ajnani. He chooses the Sushumna Nadi. He takes a dip in Brahman before taking the travel to Brahmaloka. That's what we saw in the last class. And all these takes place governed by the karma and the blessings of Ishvara. He is not even conscious of all these things. Here Vyasacharya takes one more step further. Preparation of the journey beyond the body. So far we talked of preparation within the body at the time of death. Now we will talk of the travel beyond the body, that is the beam of light, the Rashmi of the sun, the rays of the sun, Surya Rashmihi, it is called. It is discussed in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th section. And we already saw that mantra. We will refer to some of those mantras referring to this idea today. So in the 8th chapter, 6th section, 1st mantra of Chandogya Upanishad says, Ataya yetaha hridayasya nadyaha taha pingalasya animnaha tishtanti shuklasya neelasya peetasya lohitasya asavva adityaha pingalaha yeshaha shuklaha yeshaha neelaha yeshaha peetaha yeshaha lohitaha. All these colors. As far as these nadis of the heart, they consist of fine substances, which is reddish brown. Each of the nadis is filled with all these various colors of substances, reddish brown, white, blue, yellow, and red. So the sun far away is reddish brown, he is white, he is blue, he is yellow, he is red, all those kinds of things the Upanishad says. So as I have said often, the nadi is physical part of the body, and still we are not very clear which physical part the Shastra mentions. We do not know whether nadi refers to blood vessels, limb vessels, or arteries. So the Upanishad says, through the nadis, fluids of different colors, they flow. So I don't want to translate the word nadi since we are not sure what is nadi. We know that it refers to sthula shariram. It is filled with anna rasam, essence of food, which has different colors. And Shankaracharya, keeping his Ayurveda connection, he connects it to vada, pitta and kapham. Because of various combination, anna rasa of different colors flow through nadi. The Upanishad connects the different colors of the nadi, the colors of fluids within the nadi, to the colors of Surya Rashmi. The sunlight has got seven colors, and therefore Shastra says the seven colors are there in the nadis. They connect to the Surya Bimbaha, and therefore the Upanishad says Surya Rashmi is like a long road, highway. And the Chandogya Upanishad mantra in the 8th chapter, 6th section, 2nd mantra says, Tadyatha Mahapatha Atatam Ubhav Gramav Gacchati Imancha. It connects two destinations like highway. Kridayam is one part, Surya Bimbam is another part. And through this only, the Upasaka goes to Brahmaloka. This is what the Upanishad says. And Vyasacharya is now interested in analyzing the Upasaka's journey through Surya Rashmi, starting from Hridaya Nadi and connecting to Surya Bimba. I hope you are and with me with the picture. So, and again in Chandogya Upanishad, 8th section, 6th chapter, 5th mantra says, Atha yatra yetat asma sharirat utkramati Atha yetaihi eva rashmibihi urdvam akramate saha omitivaha udva miyate sayavat shipyet manaha tavat adityam gacchati etadvai kalu lokadvaram vidusham prapadanam nirodaha avidusham. These mantras all I have discussed in a lot of detail during those discussions. I will give only the summary of the mantra, the meaning. When a person leaves the body, he goes upward. He means the body, the jiva, go with all the bundle, goes upward with the help of these rays, Surya Rashmihi. And if the person dies while meditating on Om Pranava, his going up is assured. Otherwise, it is not. So in the amount of time it takes his mind to move from one thought to another, he can reach the realm of the sun. That is the analogy here. He can reach the realm of the sun just the time it would take from one thought to another in the mind. The sun is the gateway to Brahmaloka. So those who know the meaning of pranava and think of it at the time of death enter Brahmaloka, but those who are ignorant of it have no chance of entering Brahmaloka. That is what this mantra says. So this reference is given in 8.6.5 of Chandogya Upanishad. And the same mantra, it is said, the departure through Surya Rashmi takes place immediately after death. That means there is no time gap mentioned by the mantra. It goes through Surya Rashmi is one information, and it goes immediately is another information. So both we should be aware. It goes through Surya Rashmi, the sun rays, and it goes immediately. And what is the controversy in this Adhikaranam? Because if it has, the sutra has come here, means there should be some controversy somewhere. So whether travel through Surya Rashmi is common to all upasakas or only to some upasakas is the controversy. And we confine only to upasakas and not to non-upasakas. So that portion is clear. We confine only to upasakas and not to non-upasakas. So the Surya Rashmi Gati, the travel, is partial or total is the question. And the Purvapakshi argues it is partial. And Siddhanti is going to establish that the rule is universal to all upasakas. This is the subject matter of this Adhikaram. Now, let us see a general analysis of this sutra that we read. Vyasacharya makes a general statement. the Purvapakshi will come only in the next sutra. And this sutra is only a statement of the preposition. Pratigya here is based on the Chandogya Upanishad mantra, 8th chapter. And we come to know all Ajnani Upasaka Jivas. All Ajnani Upasaka Jivas, they travel through Surya Rashmi. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Rashmi Anusari. Very simple sutra. 18th sutra, second pada, 4th chapter. 514th running Brahma Sutra. Rashmi Anusari. The Upasaka attains Brahma Loka following the rays of the sun. And the significance of the words are what? It is a compound word, this particular word, Rashmi plus Anusari. Rashmi refers to sun rays and Anusari refers to the follower, the following, the person who follows. It is an adjective to the Upasaka. So following the rays, he attains Brahmaloka. And when Vyasacharya makes the statement, he recalls the Chandogya Upanishad mantra in the 8th chapter that we just read. So this is only a statement, this particular sutra. Now let us go to the next sutra, the same Adhikarana. Nishi neti chete na sambandasya yavate deha bhavitvate darshayati cha. Nishi neti chete na sambandasya yavat deha bhavitvate darshayati cha. 19th sutra, second part of 4th chapter, 515th running Brahma Sutra. So an objection to Sutra 17 is raised here and refuted. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. It's also a long sutra. It has got Purvapakshi part and Siddhanti's part, both. The objection raised by the Purvapakshi is what? He says, all Upasakas cannot travel through Surya Rashmi to Brahmaloka. That is his contention. All Upasakas cannot travel through Surya Rashmi to Brahmaloka. All Upasakas may not die during daytime also. So some of the Upasakas may die during daytime and some may be during the night time. So because of that, there is no Surya Rashmi in the night. For those who die in the daytime, there is Surya Rashmi, but for those who die in the night, it's not. And this is the logical objection by them. And Vyasacharya concludes, no. He says, Surya Rashmi for all people, including those who die in the night also. And Shankaracharya's primary argument is based on the Chandogya Upanishad Vakya that we read. Suppose it is said for the Upasaka who dies in the night, Surya Rashmi is not there and they won't get Brahmaloka. Suppose if it is argued like that, then what will happen? All Upasakas will not get to Brahmaloka and they cannot die during daytime at all. They cannot die during the night time. Because if they have to go to Brahmaloka, they have to die in the daytime because Surya Rashmi is available only in the daytime. Therefore, they won't get Kramamukti. Because unless one goes to Brahmaloka, one cannot get Kramamukti. That means what? The Upasana gives Kramamukti. The Shastra Vakyam then will be falsified because the Shastra Vakyam 8.6.6 of Chandogya, that will be falsified if a person cannot get Kramamukti. Suppose the Purvapakshi says, dying in the night, those Upasakas will go to Brahmaloka, not through Surya Rashmi, then it will mean another Shruti Vakyam will be falsified. That is 8.6.5 of Chandogya that we read, that all Upasakas go through Surya Rashmi, that will be falsified. So all of them should go through Surya Rashmi necessarily and get Kramamukti also necessarily. So to avoid both these problems, the Purvapakshi may give a suggestion. Purvapakshi may say, those who die in the night, those Upasakas who are dying in the night, they should go through Surya Rashmi. In the day, they should go through the Surya Rashmi and they will go to Brahmaloka. Then why not the Jiva wait? Who are all going to die in the night, why cannot they wait for the dawn to travel in daytime? The Jiva can wait. And Shankaracharya and also Vyasacharya, they say that also will go against another Shruti Vakyam, that is 8.6.5 of Chandogya, that Upasaka travels immediately after death and go through Surya Rashmi. That is why I emphasize the word immediately earlier. There is no waiting also. So because of all these reasons, Vyasacharya concludes night dying Upasakas and day dying Upasakas, both. Irrespective of the time of death, that Upasaka travels through Surya Rashmi because of the Shruti Vakyam. And Vyasacharya concludes that during the night time also, Surya Rashmi connection between Jiva and Surya Mandalam continues. Vyasacharya, what does he conclude? Even during the night time, the connection between Surya Rashmi and Surya Mandalam, between Jiva and Surya Mandalam, that continues. For this, there is Shastra Pramanam also. Surya Hridaya Sambandha. Surya and Hridaya Sambandha is there all the time. And Shankaracharya gives an incidental argument also here. He says, because Surya is obtaining on the earth during the night also, we feel the warmth of the sun. Because in the night also, we feel the warmth of the sun. Even though he is not physically seen as such, but the Surya Rashmi effect is there. And that itself is the proof, he says. Then the Purvapakshi asks, during summer night, we feel the warmth of the sun. All right. And then he asks, what about the winter night? Yeah, in the winter night, there is no warmth for the sun. And Shankaracharya says, sun's warmth is there in winter night also, but it is not felt due to the wintry night. Right? These are all arguments he gives. Sun's warmth is there in winter night also, but that's not felt by us due to the wintry night. So Surya Sambandha between Hridaya Nadi and Surya Rashmi is there all through the birth to death. Surya Rashmi may not be used by all the people, but in the case of Upasakas, it is used to go to Brahmaloka. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Nishi neti chet na sambandasya yavat deha bhavitvat darshayati cha. Na means the Upasaka does not follow the rays of the sun, Surya Rashmi. Nishi means in the night. Up to this is Purvapakshi. Iti chet. If this is your contention, Purvapakshi's contention, na. It is not so. Who says? Siddhanti says. Sambandasya. Because connection between the nadi and the rays of the sun, they are there. Yavat deha bhavitvat. It exists as long as the body exists. That sambandha. Cha darshayati. Shruti also declares this much. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Nishi na, not in the night. And we have to understand the Upasaka dies in the night in this case. He does not travel through the sun's rays. And the Purvapakshi does not give reason because sun rays are not available in the night. Iti chet, if this is your argument, I cannot accept that argument, Siddhanti says. Why? Sambandasya. Connection between Hridaya Nadi and Surya Rashmi, that relations exist. Yavat deha bhavitvat, the existence throughout the life. During the night also, our Hridaya Nadi has got Surya Rashmi connection. So the Pramanam is primarily Shastra Pramanam. We cannot verify all these things. These are all what Shastra says. So let us not exercise our brain to see how it will be connected at all. Scientists may not accept all this, but we take the Shastra Pramana. Our argument is not based on any science or any logic. It is based on Shastra Pramana only. Veda says so. Darshayati cha. Darshayati here, Shruti Darshanam. Shruti Vakyam reveals Nadi Rashmi Sambandha is there during the night also. Based on what mantra? 8th chapter, 6th section, 2nd mantra of Chandogya Upanishad that we just read. There is a highway connection between Hridaya and sun's rays, like a highway connecting two villages. That is what they say, two villages. That's a simile. Now we'll go to the next adhikarana. 11th adhikaranam, Dakshinayana adhikaranam, has two sutras. Atashchayanepi Dakshine, 20th sutra, second pada, 4th chapter, 516th running Brahma Sutra. This sutra is a corollary drawn from the previous sutra. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. This is the 11th and final adhikaranam of second pada. This is the extension of the previous topic. Here, Vyasacharya wants to find out whether the time of death or the nature of time of death will influence the travel of the upasaka or not. That is his contention he is trying to analyze. There is a wide assumption in the Vedic circles that there is auspicious time of death and inauspicious time of death. People always talk, oh, he died in the night, died in the day, this, that, and all that. Some time is considered auspicious and some other time is considered inauspicious, the time of death. And the controversy is, upasaka, the rashmi travel, is affected by marana kalam or not. Because if he dies in the night, there is no surya rashmi. So the marana kalam will determine his travel. And the Purvapakshi will say, yes, it will be affected. Siddhanti will say, no. And any time, Siddhanti will say, one person can die. All time is punya kalam for upasaka only. All the time is punya kala only. So the jiva travels from heart, from the hridayam, up to the periphery of the body, internally. And there it goes through the sun rays. And this is based on the Chandogya Vakyam that we just read. So if there is an internal travel from the hridayam up to the periphery of the body, and from the periphery of the body up to Surya Mandala. It connects the hridaya nadi and Surya Loka. Therefore, through the Surya's rays, Rashmi, the Upasakas go to Brahmaloka and then they have to get Krama Mukti from there. They have to gain Jnanam and all that. And why Brahmaloka and Krama Mukti is considered better? Because Brahmaloka, everything is very conducive to gain Jnanam. So that way it is conducive. The conducive nature of that living there will enable. And it's also a long time. So a person can do enormous mental exercise in terms of understanding the tattvam. So one may be able to get Krama Mukti from there. So the connection between the Hridaya Nadi and Surya rays, the rays of the Surya, is permanent. And they exist from birth to death. It is available during daytime as also in the night. This is all according to the Upanishads. Therefore, whether the Upasaka dies in daytime or nighttime, the Upasaka can travel through the Surya Rashmi. He need not wait for sunlight to come. And our conclusion is what? That Jiva instantaneously travels through the sun rays in the night also. Jiva instantaneously travels through the sun rays in the night also. And the Upasaka departure of the Upasaka and the travel is definite irrespective of time of death. And as we said, in the Shastra, certain times of death have been said to be inauspicious and some other times are considered auspicious. For example, daytime, Shukla Paksha, Uttarayana, they are all supposed to be auspicious. If a person dies during the daytime, during Shukla Paksha and Uttarayana Kala, supposed to be auspicious. Viparitam is the opposite of each one. For example, instead of daytime, if a person dies in the night, instead of Shukla Paksham, dies in the Krishna Paksha. Instead of Uttarayanam, during Dakshinayana. If a person dies, it is considered inauspicious. Therefore, the doubt will come, if the Upasaka dies during inauspicious time. He said Upasaka goes to Brahmaloka. So if he dies during inauspicious time, will have journey and Krama Mukti or not? And Upurupakshi says, if the time is inauspicious, he will not go to Brahmaloka. Purupakshi says, the time is inauspicious, he cannot go to Brahmaloka. The Siddhanti says, this rule does not apply to this person because for all the, in the case of the Ajnani Upasaka, this particular thing, the travel during this night and day, all those things, for the Upasaka, it will not apply. In case of a Jnani also, time, place, etc. is irrelevant. And we have seen this before also. So this adhikaranam extends this rule to upasakas also. We have seen for a jnani, we already know, but upasakas also, this adhikaranam extends that rule. So the conclusion of this adhikaranam is what? Upasaka can die anytime and he will get Krama Mukti. He can die anytime. He will get Kramamukti. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. And Vyasacharya extends the conclusion from the previous sutra here. In the previous sutra, what was said? It was said, even if the Upasaka dies in the night, he can travel through sun rays. Even the Upasaka, if he dies in the night, he can travel through sun rays. So even if it is Dakshinayanam, he will travel through Surya Rashmi only. So we have to add other inauspicious time also. That is Krishna Paksha and all that. Night has already been talked about in the previous Adhikarana. So whether the person dies in Dakshinayanam or Krishna Paksha, the Upasaka will get Kramamukti. Let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Dakshine Ayane Api. Upasaka attains Brahmaloka in Dakshinayanam also. Ataha cha. Due to the same reason. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of these words. The Upasaka who dies in the Dakshinayanam and Krishna Paksha also, ataha cha, due to the same reason, Shruti Pramanate, that is the Chandogya Vakya Mandala that we read. The Shruti Pramanam is that we gave in the previous Adhikaranam, chapter 8 of Chandogya Upanishad. In those statements, it is mentioned the Upasaka will go through Surya Rashmi, the sun's rays. So the connection between the nadi and the sun rays is permanent. And there is no time gap between the death and travel. Then Shankaracharya raises a Purva Pakshi in his commentary. If the time is immaterial for the Upasaka to travel to Brahmaloka, then why Bhishma waited for time of death? This is a very, very common question a lot of people ask. If the time is immaterial for Upasaka to travel to Brahmaloka, why would Bhishma wait for the time of death? He should be either a Upasaka or a Jnani. Bhishma is such a great person. He should be either a Upasaka or a Jnani himself. In spite of it, why he waited for the Uttarayana Kala? He need not have waited for that at all. And even if he had died in Uttarayanam, he would have got Krama Bhakti without any problem. Auspicious time is not the reason for which he waited for the death to occur. The answer for that, Shankaracharya gives two reasons for Bhishma to wait. For other Ajnanis, time of death is relevant and valid. Therefore, to respect, for the sake of other people, Bhishmacharya waited for death. Because for Bhishmacharya himself, it is not relevant. He can die anytime. For other Ajnanis, time of death is relevant and valid. Therefore, to respect for the sake of other people, Bhishmacharya waited for death, for that time. He rejected the throne and decided to remain as a Brahmachari. The history is like that. And his father gave the special power to die anytime he chose. And he made that big vow, all that thing, you know, Satyavati marriage, and she made him to make a vow that he will not get married, not get children, all that thing. And that varam has to be validated and respected because his father gave him a boon. And in that boon, he is called Ichha Marani, a person who can die according to his will, according to his desire. He can choose when he has to die, but he can choose when he can die. And that varam has to be validated and respected. So in order to respect the varam, he waited for the night time, right time to die. So he said, he is figuratively saying, yes, I can die anytime. My father has given me this particular varam. So now I am going to wait for this time to die. Therefore, to respect his father's boon and to glorify his father, he waited for Uttarayanam. That is the kind of answer Shankaracharya tries to put forth. Incidentally, he could teach Dharmaputra on the bed of arrows. He taught Dharma, all kinds of questions, answers, and all that thing. Entire Vishnu Sahasranamam he gave to the world. All those things happened when Bhishmacharya was lying on the bed of arrows in the battlefield. So his waiting has nothing to do with auspicious or inauspicious time of death. So with this is a confusion a lot of people may have. So Shankaracharya cares to answer that confusion also. So with this, the 20th sutra is also over. Now let us go to the final sutra. Yoginaha prati cha smaryate smarte cha ete. Yoginaha prati cha smaryate smarte cha ete. 21st sutra, second pada, fourth chapter, 517th running Brahma Sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya answers another objection that may be perhaps raised. And this objection is based on a Gita shloka in the 8th chapter, 23rd shloka, where Krishna very clearly says, Yatra kale tu anavrittim, avrittim cha eva yoginaha, prayatha yanti tam kalam, akshyami bharadarshapa. Bharadarshapa. He says, I shall now describe, vakshyami, to you the different paths of passing away from this world. What are the best of Bharatas? He addressed one of which leads to the liberation, mukti, and the other leads to rebirth. So these are the two paths, and I will tell everything about both. He says there are two times of death, auspicious times and inauspicious times. Superior time of death is the time which takes a person to Brahmaloka, and then he may be able to gain Krama Mukti from there. And the inferior time is that time which takes people, karmis, to Swargaloka, which is the world of return. Krishna has made time division as superior and inferior. How do you account for the statement of the Gita then? This is the contention of the Purvapakshi. And we have got two answers for this. One is superior answer, the real answer, and another is temporary answer. Real answer is what? That will be given later in the next pada. So we have to wait till that time. But I will just tell you now itself. So in this sutra, the provisional answer is given. The real answer is, we say in that particular shloka, in the particular Gita shloka, the word kala does not refer to time at all. Yatra kale, that word kala does not refer to time at all. The word kala refers to kala devata upalakshita shukla gati. That is how he says. Kala devata upalakshita shukla gati or devayana marga. I already mentioned to you the devayana, that kind of marga, shukla gati and all that. Do not take the vachyartha in the shloka. That is what he says. And there we have to take the lakshyartha. And how do you arrive at this meaning? But that actually in the Gita class we have explained actually. First reason is Krishna himself explains this shloka in the next two shlokas, 24 and 25 of Bhagavad Gita. And those shlokas are what? Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. This is the 24th shloka of the same chapter, 8th chapter. Dhumo Ratristata Krishnaha Shanmasa Dakshinayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyotihi Yogi Prapya Nivartate. This is the 25th shloka. Fire, Agnihi, Jyotihi, light, day, ahaha, the bright half of the month, the Shukla Paksham, the 6 months of the northern part of the sun, the Ayanams, so Uttarayanam. Then going forth, the people who know the absolute, the go to the absolute. The one who knows Brahman goes to Brahman. Followed, and the other people followed, Dhumaha means smoke. Dhumaha, night time, Ratrihi, Tatha, all that thing is dark half of the fortnight, and also Dakshinayanam. If a person goes by all that, going forth, that yogi obtains the lunar light and he returns. He has to come back. So Surya Rashmi Dwara, the person goes to Brahmaloka, can get Kramamuti, does not come back. Other persons will go through the other paths and then he has to return. So this is figuratively said now, but we have discussed in detail at that time. So he explains superior time and inferior time.
And if Krishna talks about inferior and superior time, then he would have given list of timings that come under each category. These are all superior, you know, in the Panjangam they put, you know, these are all auspicious, say, Muhurta, the days are the good Muhurtam, all that they put the list. So he would have given a list. When you read the 24th shloka, the time is given. Therefore, it appears it is list of time only that comes under superior time. So he is giving all the, what are the timings? If that shloka gives the list of the superior time, then what about the two words Agni and Jyotihi? Agnihi Jyotihi Ahaha is fine daytime. Shuklaha, Shukla Paksham, Shanmasa, Uttarayanam, they are related to time. But the first two words of that shloka, Agnihi and Jyotihi, these two things, they do not, talk about any time. Agni time does not exist. And also Jyotihi, that time also does not exist. So if you take it as superior timing, then you cannot explain these two words, Agni and Jyoti. So the words refer to Devata only, Agni Devata. So it refers to Uttarayana and Dakshinayana Devata. Because there is no Agni Kala or Jyoti Kala. And same is the case with Shloka 25 also. The word Dhumaha, you cannot explain since there is no Dhuma Kalam. There is no Dhuma, smoke time. So Dhuma means smoke. Then you have to understand that all the words do not refer to time, but they all refer to Devatas. The Devata represents Krishna, etc. The Marga. Devayana Marga and this Marga. And Kala should not be taken as time in this context. And inexplicability of Agni Devata, Agni and Jyotihin and Dhuma, they make us to take the times mentioned later in the shlokas referred to only Devatas alone, not to any time as such. Suppose we conclude Uttarayanam etc. as superior time and Dakshinayana, Krishna Paksha, night are all inferior time, leading to returns to this loka, Punarjanma, there will be a problem. Suppose a person dies in Uttarayana, Krishna Paksha, then Bhagavan will be confused. What can be done? Because if he dies in Uttarayanam, then he has to go to Punyaloka. But if he dies in Krishna Paksha, he cannot. So Uttarayanam is good time, Krishna Paksha is bad time. So even Bhagavan will get confused. And another problem is, suppose a person dies in Shukla Paksha, night. Because he dies in Shukla Paksha, he should get Brahmaloka. But because he died in the night, he will have to go to only Swargaloka, not Brahmaloka. So the Yatra Kalam should not be taken as time at all. And the third reason is, Krishna concludes the topic in the 26th shloka of that chapter. Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Jagata Shashvate Mate Ekaya Anatyana Vrittim Anyaya Vartate Punaha. So light and darkness. Shukla Krishna, light and darkness, these paths are thought to be world's everlasting paths. Jagataha Shashvate Mate. By the one he goes not to return, by the other he returns again. So if he takes one path, he will not come back. If he takes another path, he will come back. Punaravarti. So what I talked about here is two types of marga, two types of passages. He had talked about inferior and superior time, but he does not refer to time, but Shukla Krishna Gati only. That's what he is talking. Shukla Krishna Gati only he has talked about. Not time at all. It refers to Shukla Marga and Krishna Marga. This will be elaborated actually in the Brahma Sutra, in the fourth chapter, third pada, fourth mantra, fourth sutra, we are going to see. Ativahika Adhikaranam, that is Adhikaranam, we are going to see in the third padam. Ativahikaha Tallingat, that is the sutra. We will elaborate that sutra alluding to this discussion at that time. Now we will come to the provisional answer given in this sutra. And Vyasacharya says, let us assume Gita talks about superior and inferior time for the Upasanas. Let us assume. It is only an assumption. Superior and inferior time is not there for the Upasakas at all. It's an assumption. Then what will be the problem? In the previous Adhikaranam, we have said that superior and inferior time is not there for the Upasakas. Then how can we accept both? They are contradictory. We have rejected superior and inferior time on the basis of the Chandogya Vakyas. Here, now, we take superior and inferior times as per the Smriti, that is the Gita. And Vyasacharya says, for Shrauta Upasakas, who are all doing Upasanas based on Vedic injunctions, Veda mantras, the time divisions are not there. For Smartha Upasakas, time divisions are there. Smartha Upasakas are those people who do Upasana based on Smriti Granthas, Bhagavad Gita included. So the final question is, who is Shrauta Upasaka and who is a Smartha Upasaka? Shrauta Upasaka, as I mentioned, is one who does Upasana based on Vedic injunctions. In Sikshavali, there are so many Upasanas mentioned. We have also seen so many Upasanas in first five chapters of Chandogya talks about so many Upasanas. And the Smartha Upasakas are those who do Upasanas on non-Vedic scriptures. And Bhagavad Gita will come under Smriti Grantha. For Smartha Upasakas, the time will become important. For Smartha Upasakas. It is, however, not the real answer. Even though this is said in this manner, this is not the real answer. Vyasacharya says, the Upasana and Jnanam given in Gita are called the Smartha Jnanam and Smartha Upasana. The Upasana is called the Smartha Upasana. The Jnanam given in Gita is called the Smartha Jnanam because it is based on the Smriti Grantha, namely Gita. Jnanam, he translates as Sankhya. And for Smartha Yogi, Kala division exists. For a person who is a yogi, who is a Smartha Yogi, for him, Kala division exists. Whereas for Dahara Upasana Karta, for a person who does Dahara Upasana, the time division will not apply. Dahara Upasana and all we have seen in detail. Dahara Vidya and all those things are separate section in Taittiriya, and we have seen Dahara Upasana also in several places. Now I will give you the verse analysis of this sutra. Yoginaha praticha smaryate smarte chaite. Smaryate. Smaryate means the smriti refers to the time of death. Smaryate, the shruti refers to the time of death. Prati yoginaha, from the standpoint of smartha upasakas. So smriti refers to the time of death. From the standpoint of Smartha Upasakas. Ete cha. Both Yoga and Sankhya taught in Bhagavad Gita. Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga, all that. Smarte belong to Smriti. They belong to Smriti. Yoga and Sankhya belong to Smriti. Now let us see the significance of the words. Smaryate. Smaryate, the Gita Vakyam. Refer to 8th chapter, 23rd sloka that we read just now. It is not for Chandogya Upanishad Upasakas. That word, that vakyam, smaryate, that vakyam refers to those smartha upasakas, who all the people who do the upasana based on Bhagavad Gita and all those smriti granthas. It is not for Chandogya upasana, those upasakas, shrauta upasakas. It is taught to smartha upasakas who practice upasana based on smriti, that is Gita or Puranas, that is the smaryate, the smartha upasakas. This does not come under Veda at all. And we don't do Vedic Upasanas now. Nobody does. All are based on Puranas only. Puranokta Upasanas only are being done today. And for such Upasaka, time is applicable. So if a person does Upasana based on Smriti Granthas, Smartha Upasakas, for them this time is applicable. Ete cha Smarthe. Both the Jnanam as also the Upasana taught in Gita. Smarthe, Ete cha Smarthe. Both of them. One refers to Nirguna Vidya and Saguna Vidya. They come under Smartham, therefore it has separate role. And here Gita is taken away from the Vedas here. Yes, Gita is taken away from the Vedas. When we look at the Gita, we do get doubt whether it follows Vedic teaching or it has its own path. People even question those things. In some places, Gita follows Sankhya Yoga. When Gita talks about different methods of meditation, it is closer to Patanjali Yoga. Whereas all those things from the Shrautam, they are different. So with this Adhikaranam is also over. And the second Pada is also over. When I mentioned this confusion, people may, they can confuse
when some Gita is given somewhere, all these particular things, Sankhya Yoga, Patanjali Yoga, and all Gita alludes to, people may get confusion. So because from Shravatam, Veda mantras and these mantras, these are all Smriti Granthas, whereas Veda mantras are different. So the confusion may arise. So with this, this Adhikaranam is also over, and the second Pada is also over. So the travel path will be taught in the third Pada. Except intermediary Adhikaranams, all refer to Upasaka's departure after death for Krama Mukti. So with this, let us now go to the third Pada of chapter 4. I will briefly try to introduce this Padam. So we just completed the second Pada of the fourth chapter, and now we shall enter the third Pada. And this Pada consists of the palam of this Vidya. And the Vidya in here can be either Saguna Upasana as well as Nirguna Jnanam. And the palam also can be Upasana palam or Jnana palam. Together is presented as threefold Mukti, which is Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti, and Krama Mukti. We have already mentioned earlier. And of these three, Nirguna Jnanam gets you to Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti palam. Nirguna Jnana. And Saguna Upasana gives a person Krama Mukti Phala. So Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti do not involve any travel. All these, there are basic things we should be clear. Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti do not involve any travel. Whereas Krama Mukti involves posthumous travel, like posthumous awards. This is posthumous travel after death to Brahmaloka. So the palam is gati rahita palam or gati sahita palam, one of them. So mukti can be defined in both negative language and positive language also. In the negative language, it is freedom from bondage, samsara, dukkha. Freedom from all of them is mukti. And in positive language, it is ananda prapti or brahma prapti or attainment of brahmananda. So keeping the various topics in the mind, Vyasacharya has classified the fourth chapter into four padas. And there I had pointed out, first pada focused on bandha nivritti. Introduction to the fourth chapter when I gave, I mentioned all this. The first pada focused on bandha nivritti aspect, especially bonds of karma. And how sanchita karma is destroyed. How Agami does not stick to the person and Prarabdha Karma has to be exhausted, all that we saw. And the fourth Pada concentrates on Brahma Prapti. These are all first Pada. And fourth Pada talks about Brahma Prapti, positive aspects of Moksha. Thus the first and the fourth are complementary, Dukkha Nivritti and Ananda Prapti. So in between the second and third Padas are there, they are complementary, dealing with Krama Mukti of Saguna Upasaka. All this I had mentioned in the introduction of the fourth chapter itself. So this Krama Mukti involves travel after death. Since Krama Mukti involves travel, it can be divided into three parts or portions. The first is the departure from the body for travel. This is there only for Krama Mukti, and it is not relevant to Jivan Mukti or Videha Mukti, I have already mentioned. Jivan Muktas need not come out of the body. The Krama Mukti candidate will have to come out of the body, which is called Utkranti. I mentioned the word Utkranti when we quoted many of those shlokas. Body departure from the body, Jiva's departure from the body. And the second is the journey part, like any other journey, it is a job. Journey is a job. Getting out of the house is a job. So also the departure from the body is a job. So the second part is the actual gati or travel part. First is departure, second is the actual travel. And the third is Brahma Prapti. The destination is Brahma. And these three put together is called Krama Mukti. It's called Utkranti, Gati and Prapti. So the first part we had discussed in the second Pada. We have completed second Pada. We have elaborately discussed the departure part. What is left out is the gati and prapti, the travel and reaching part with regard to Krama Mukti.
And Vyasacharya will concentrate on Gati, the travel, through a special part, which is called Shukla Gati or Devayana. It's also Devayana is another name for Shukla Gati. There are special names for the special path of the Upasaka. The travel of the Upasaka is through Shukla Gati or Devayana. And the second part is reaching the destination of Brahman or Sagunam Brahman or Hiranyagarbha Loka. It is not Nirgunam Brahman. Should be careful. The Upasaka is an Ajnani still. And he is not ready for Nirguna Jnanam. Nirguna Brahma Aikyam. He is not ready yet. This is the second topic. And Vyasacharya will use the expression Karya Brahma Prapti. And the third is the shortest pada in the Brahma Sutra. And this pada has only 16 sutras. Of them, first four adhikaranams, they deal with the gati part or Shukla Marga Gamana. Then the last two adhikaranams, they deal with Karya Brahma Prapti or Hiranyagarbha Prapti. And this is the broad classification of the third pada. Just only to give you a perspective of the third pada. With this background, let us now enter into the text of the third pada. First adhikaranam. This archikaranam is called Archiradhyadhikaranam. Archiradhina tad pratitehe. That is the sutra. Archiradhina tad pratitehe. First sutra, third pada, fourth chapter, 518th running Brahma Sutra. It is a small adhikarana with only one sutra. Now let us see a brief introduction to this adhikarana. The subject matter of this adhikaranam is whether there is only one Shukla Marga leading to Brahma Loka or there are many margas. The doubt comes because we have many margas in this loka. It may be possible and therefore the doubt can arise. And this controversy comes because of several Vedavakyams themselves. The Vedavakyams themselves are confusing. Three Vedavakyams we will take here. One is from the Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 6th section, 5th mantra. Ata yatra yetat asmat sharirat utkramati ata yatehi eva rashmibhi urdvam akramate saham omitivah udva mihyate sayavat kshipyate manaha tavat adityam gachati yetadvai kalu lokadvaram vidushaam prabadanam nirodaha avidushaam. So ata itaireva rashmibhi urdvam akramate. That is the sentence here, where it is said the Upasaka goes to Surya Rashmi, the rays of the sun. Shukla Marga is associated with Surya Rashmi, the rays of the sun. So he goes through Shukla Marga. Then in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the 6th chapter, 2nd Brahmana, 15th mantra says, Te yaha eva metate viduhu ye chami aranye shraddhagum satyam upaste Te archir abhisambhavanti archishaha ahaha annaha apuryamana pakshat yan shanmasanam udangadityaha yeti masebhyaha devalokam devalokat adityam adityat vaidyutam tanam vaidyutan purushaha manasaha etya brahmalokam gamayati. Teshu Brahmalokeshu paraha paravataha vasanti tesham na punaravrittihi. So te archihi abhisambhavanti, this mantra says, which means Upasaka goes to the flames, the Rashmi. And what is the meaning of the word flame that we are going to see later? And all of them refer to different devatas. Here we will not discuss that matter. We are going to discuss it later. And also the Mundaka Upanishad also, first Mundaka, second section, 11th mantra says, Tapaha shraddhe yehi upavasantyaranye shanta vidvamsaha vaikshacharyam charantaha suryadvarena te virajaha prayanti yatra amrtaha saha purushaha him avyayatma. So te virajaha prayanti. That Surya Bimbam is mentioned again. Each mantra refers to each path and the Purvapakshi feels that they indicate different margas. That is a confusion for him. Thus, Archi should refer to Shukla Gati. Rashmi Bihi also must refer to another Shukla Gati. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Mantra says, Vayu Agachati Yadavai Purushaha Asmat Lokat Praiti Saham Vayum Agachati.
Vayu refers to another Shuklagati. So there are so many Shuklagatis. That is the confusion of the Purvaksha. Therefore, the question is whether Shuklagati is one or many. And our conclusion is Shuklagati is only one. And all these indicators are different stations connected to one route. Route is only one, but there are so many stations. They are different stations linked together, refer to one path. Each Veda mantra refers to one station or other as an implication of one Veda mantra which connects all the stations. So this we will study later also. This is all important concepts. We will study them later. So the method of indication is called Pratyabhijna, that method. By referring to one stage, Upanishad wants us to remember it is associated with one destination. And each one mentioned here is intermediary stations. That is how we should understand each mantra. So what is the order of the station will be our next question then. And Vyasacharya says that we will discuss in the next adhikarana. So we are not going to discuss it now. Next adhikarana we will. So here he wants to say only one Shuklagati is there. That is the conclusion. Don't think there are so many Shuklagatis. This is the general idea, the analysis of this adhikarana. Let me see whether I can give you the general sutra also. Maybe I will introduce that. General analysis of sutra. In this sutra, Vyasacharya says there is only one Shuklagati mentioned in the Shastra with several intermediary stages. And this Shuklagati with several intermediary stages are already well known in the 5th chapter, 10th section, 1st mantra of Chandogya Upanishad, where Panchagni Vidya is talked about. We already went through this portion earlier. And at the end of that Shuklagati, where most of the stages are connected, the stages mentioned there what in flame, first stage, the day is this, and the first stage, this day is the second stage, flame is the first stage, day is the second stage, Paksham is the third, Uttarayanam fourth, and Samvatsaram fifth, Aditya the sixth stage, all of them. So in the fifth chapter, 10th section, first mantra, Chandogya. Tadya yuktam viduhu, echeme ranye shraddha tapaha, ityupaste, te archisham abhisambhavanti. Archishaha ahaha annaha, apuryamana paksham, apuryamana pakshat, yan shadanghedi shat masam sthan. So, this mantra we just now read also. So Shukla Gati is known as well-known Shukla Marga. And Vyasacharya uses the word pratitehe. So this pratitehe, since the full Shukla Gati is mentioned in Chandogya mantra, in that Shukla Gati, the first station is mentioned is Archihi. Archihi refers to the root that is called Archiradi Marga. We are going to talk about it. This sutra deals with that. So the reason is present, it is presented as the first stage in the important Chandogya mantra. This Archiradi Marga is the first stage. Therefore, Vyasacharya says that there is only one Shukla Gati is there, and any other mantra mentioning any other thing should not be taken as main marga at all. There is no other route is the conclusion. And Shankaracharya gives some more arguments also in favor of his conclusion. He gives some more arguments also. Before going to that, I will give you the running meaning. Archiradina tad pratitehe. Archira means all upasakas travel by one Shuklagati only. Tad pratitehe. We say so because this is known from the Shruti statements. Now the significance of the words, we will see. Archiradina is a technical word for Shuklagati. It means the root beginning with the first station of Archi. This Archiradina. So first station is Archi. This is one only. And then the Upasaka travels. Tad Pratitehe. The one Archiradi Marga connects all the stations is well known from the Shruti. This connects all the intermediary stations. Now we have to see the other arguments that Shankaracharya gives. Maybe that we will do in the next class. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परस्य महेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्। श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।